is the written Torah, the Old Testament, and the Talmud, an oral tradition that expounds on the written Torah and is believed to be inspired by God and given orally to Moses. We get a sense of the nomadic lifestyle of the early patriarchs and begin to understand the context in which these stories were handed down as we read the story of the lives of Abraham and his progeny, known as the children of Israel. The first five books of the Bible are known as the Pentateuch and are traditionally considered the writings of Moses. By the time Moses takes the stage, the children of Israel are enslaved in Egypt. We get the benefit of front row seating to God's creation of a culture that deeply influences us today. Moses is thought to have been one of the first people to chronicle the oral histories into written form. From this point on, the written word appears. This was the Bible of early Israel. As we watch God free his people from the bonds of slavery in breathtakingly epic fashion, we also see the importance of story. It seems important to God that his children do not forget what he's done. Throughout the Old Testament, God instructs people to build an altar or a pile of rocks to mark the spot where something significant happened. It wasn't so much that he wanted a quick sacrifice and worship session. Rather, he didn't want his people to forget the importance of what had taken place there. In the same way that the traditions were passed on orally, God instructed those who witnessed his awesome power to leave a concrete reminder of what he had done for each generation to come. When we hold the Bible in our hands, we are holding the ultimate reminder. The Bible is what has been written about God's glory, power, and consuming love, so that every generation for all time will not forget. When we begin to see it for what it is, the Bible quickly becomes a sacred heritage in which we all have a part. We can find ourselves in its pages. By his own finger, God wrote on tablets of stone and delivered them to Moses. That which is written in stone remains forever. And it is from this event that we get the saying, written in stone. The law given to Moses was a lasting set of convictions, rules, and governing ordinances written in stone. They were not to be deviated from, nor were they ever to be forgotten. This was the Bible in its entirety at that point in history. And God's instructions set a precedent that continues throughout all Scripture. Remembering and adhering to these commands were so...